You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Who likes bank fees? Probably bank executives and investors in bank stocks. Bankrate.com has been crunching the numbers on fees for more than 20 years, and here are the 2021 results. Monthly service fees on interest-bearing checking accounts have risen to a record high. So is the minimum balance to avoid fees, up 30% to nearly $10,000. Overdraft fees are also at a record $33 and change. We thought you should know. Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
With interest rates low, income from fees helps boost banks' bottom lines, says Greg McBride at Bankrate.com.
Overdraft fees in particular, big revenue generator for banks. And because of that, they are in the crosshairs, both from a regulatory and a legislative perspective.
Some banks have made it easier to avoid overdraft fees. You can get an email or a text alert when your balance goes too low, or link your accounts together to cover overdrafts. But banks could do more, says Jose Quiñones at the Mission Asset Fund, a nonprofit that works with low-income households. He suggests
getting rid of overdraft altogether. You know, because if banks have to depend on revenue or profitability from that fee, they should be making money in a lot of other ways.
One positive in the Bankrate report, the average out-of-network ATM fee fell a nickel to $4.59, $2 higher than in 2000. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.